And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wiley Post. We are hearing a lot about background checks coming out of Raleigh lately, but not the comprehensive background checks we need that would prevent applicants with outstanding warrants, convicted felons, probation, or parole violations from receiving weapons, but background checks for North Carolinians that would prevent applicants from receiving state and federal assistance in food and cash that many rely on here in Orange County and surrounding areas. State Representative Dean Arp from Monroe is sponsoring a bill that would force all county Department of Social Services to conduct criminal background checks on the 1.8 million people in North Carolina who currently receive assistance because of job losses from the 2008 recession that were no fault of their own. Would he please tell us what he's looking for? When asked about the cost of the bill and where the funds would come from to pay for it, lawmakers gave no answer before approving the measure and sending it to the full House, which may be voted on within a week. With all county Department of Social Services running on low to no funds from the GOP-led General Assembly, why are they forcing this unfunded mandate on them now? What effect will it have on the department in the future? Why are they spending time suppressing votes, closing the Latino departments, cutting funds to our libraries, our schools, our colleges? Why can't they spend time investing in North Carolina's job future? If the General Assembly really wants to prevent these people from receiving these benefits from these programs, they need to be spending more time bringing jobs back to Orange County and our state. Businesses look for a well-educated workforce before they build. They look for updated infrastructure that can transport produced goods and services throughout our state before they build. These are the projects they need to be spending time on, not social issues pushed by their high-dollar donors. And this is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.